Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
We're back. Carver and Lisi with you, hour number two on Sports Grid Radio. If you'd like to call in and have some fun with us, 844-843-6879. And Joe, the doom and gloom before we went to the break of me, you know, it's like if me and you were sitting in the actual book in the old days, like before, like all the, you know, the way we do it now with phones and,
right,
and apps and things like that, like I'd be sitting there with the ticket. And I probably would have, like, threw it out, you know, at 3-0. I would have said, you know what? It was worth a shot. We were trying, you know, and, it is what it is. We took a shot, Joe. We took a shot in the sixth inning of a 3-0 game to get over that five. And then in the bottom of the eighth, Joe, a couple of thunderbolts from the Texas Rangers. Marcus Semien with a 2-run shot to give us the push at 5. But then, Joe, we needed a little bit more. So we got Cole Calhoun to give us a little thunder with another 2-run shot. 7-0 Texas, Joe. Ring the bell.
Ring it. I'll tell you what. We should be looking at this team can hit the crap out of the ball.
Yes.
We should look at them big picture.
They're talking them up for weeks.
I know. I know. They're 10 games out of first, but they're
four
games.
But that's not where we need to look, Joe. We need to look, hopefully they start putting up to make the playoffs. They have them up
right. Sometimes.
That's where we want to look.
Yes. I like this team. They got a lot of heart. They're gutty.
They are, and I think they can get
one of those
spots.
They got more heart than the Angels.
They got more heart than the – everybody's got more heart than the Angels. The Angels are as gutless as it gets.
San Diego here?
Wild card. Texas, they're 5 back of the wild card.
All right.
Not impossible. Now, if they win tonight 32-35, 3 games under. So they've slipped a little bit. They were playing a little better maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. They've had a little bit of a rough patch. But they got some – they have heart, unlike the Angels. Angels got none.
None. Gutless.
They really are, Joe. I mean,
they're gutless.
They are. And that's why we have the under 84.5, because we knew how this would go this year. We knew that they would be gutless. So, And by the way, still 1-0 in the fifth between Seattle and Oakland. I need a couple more outs there to finish that off. Where are they at with this? Bottom five, two outs, a man on. Give me one more out, Joe, for that under in the first five out in Oakland.
Come on.
One more out. Everybody eats tonight, Joe. Say it. Everybody eats.
Everybody family style. Let's
bring
go.
It out. Bring it out.
Everybody's hitting tonight.
By the way, I don't know. I've got so many games on in front of me. I don't know who hit that last home run for Houston to make it 8-2. But, Joe, I mean, you know how they have those train tracks up there on the left field in Houston?
They're clobbering them?
This guy hit one, like, over the train tracks. I didn't see who it was. I'll have to go back and look. But that was a massive homer that dude just hit. I mean, that thing had some distance to it, man. What a shot. What a shot. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody aboard with us here tonight. If you'd like to come on and let Joe know that his under is going to hit in Arizona, San Diego, 844-843-6879. They go to the sixth in Oakland, Joe. They go to the sixth in Oakland, 1-0. Under four is a winner. Under four, first five. There you go.
Why'd you kibosh the under in San Diego now?
I did not. I said if anybody wanted to call and let you know that it's going to be that it's going to hit, that it's going to come in.
If they're in the fourth inning, you know
you got to stick with it. You got to stick with it, Joe. You got to stick with it. Everything's good.
That's if I did that to you, you'd be irate. If I did that to you, you would be off the rails.
Yes. It's when you kept doing it the other night. Once is okay. You can say
all right,
it once.
All right. So you said it once. You just poked it. You didn't jab the knife right through my belly. All right.
No. Okay. No, we don't do that, Joe. That's not what all we right. do here.
No. No, I know.
Right. You know. All right.
I can't believe like 90% of these games are overs. I played like only a few tonight.
Yeah, but it's really and crazy. Listen, I told you Seattle Oakland was another one. I mean, those teams put you to sleep.
They're
out
terrible.
There
the
late
total
night.
Was 8.5.
How was it that high?
I don't know.
Hey, they could score all the ones they want now. We're good to go. We're in the bag with that one.
I just put
still,
on.
Hey, Joe, still 5-5 in the 11th between Cleveland and Minnesota.
I don't care. I'm over 9.5.
No, I know that, but it's just, you know, I'm thinking plus 192 Cleveland right now. If they can get a couple outs, we can, you know. I'm looking for, we're always working, Joe. We're always trying to get in on something here.
I'll give you an angle. UCLA, Pac-12 champ, 12-1.
Jeez. Don't even start.
I just did.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. We have several other things that we need to accomplish before the end of tonight's show. We will keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Top of the ninth in Houston, Joe. 844-843-6879 if you want to join the fun. Top of the ninth in Houston. 8-2 Astros. Two outs. And the Mets are they're getting some hits. They've got two on and Nimmo up. As they're trying to... You know, maybe you got a Met team total, something like that you're working on if out there. The Mets are trying to get it for you. They're working hard, Joe. They are working, trying to get this for you. If you have the Met team total. I did want to give you some more PGA news, Joe. Actually, some late night PGA news. How about that?
All right.
We had mentioned before that with Haro that Brooks Koepka is going to the LIV. And I had said to him how he's still in the field for the Travelers this weekend up at Cromwell. That is now, he has now chopped himself out. He has withdrawn, the late night withdraw from Brooks Koepka. He was probably scheduled to talk to the media tomorrow or something and said, you know what, maybe I'll just get out of here and I'll see you at Pumpkin Ridge next week for the LIV. So Brooks Koepka out at what would have been, it looked like, at least for now, his final PGA tour event before going over to the big money league. Mark put the Hubbard in the cupboard is going to replace him in the field. So there you go, Joe. No Brooks for me on Saturday at Cromwell. He might not have been there on Saturday anyway, the way he's played lately. So.
Well, is that Haro's neighbor? Which one is Haro's neighbor?
No, that's Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler. He's in the field this week. He's at the River Highlands this week in Cromwell.
Should we back Ricky?
No, you don't want to back Ricky. Ricky's had a rough go. He's actually, what do they got Ricky at right now, Joe? Let's find out.
They threw him down an alley.
Oh, he's
they threw Ricky down the alley this weekend.
It's been a while for Ricky. Ricky right now is 120-1. I mean, like I said, and this could be Ricky's last PGA Tour event. He's been rumored to go to the LIV golf as well. But I think for him, he might be plus money just to make the cut. I mean, geez, I don't have any cut numbers this week for Cromwell, Joe. I don't see any cut numbers to make the cut.
I'm watching this Padre. Double play. Get him.
Joe's all in on the Padres now. Here we go.
I don't know. They're hanging in there. This game is just going to be it's going to be tough. This one's going to be tough.
Well, here's the thing. You need a little 3-2 final, right? 3-2 final, 4-2. 4-2 works as well.
Yeah.
All right, you got time, Joe. I think we've already seen it here. The Royals score again, 6-1. 6-1. They're terrible. Awful.
I can't stand this team.
Awful team. Continue to cry about. Do you want? We'll do some tomorrow night, Joe. A lot of picks for the Travelers. Obviously excited because I'm going to be there Saturday for round three.
You still haven't told us what you're wearing. What is the outfit? Are you wearing
wearing?
Are you wearing linen?
What are you talking about, linen?
Well, you're like building it up. I'm going to be at the Travelers.
Have you ever been to a PGA Tour event before?
No, I've seen it. Come on.
Have you been there?
No, absolutely.
What do you think people wear to these things? It's just like if you were going out to play. What are you talking about? Just going out to watch a sporting event. Wear the same thing if you were going to a Yankee game. I mean, what?
It's not a sporting event. Can we stop?
No, it's a sporting event. Please
stop. It's like skeet shooting. Come on.
No, you see, Joe, now this is where you're going to bother me now. I don't want it. No, that's not. That ain't right, Joe. Not right.
It's a game of skill.
I'm not even getting involved with this with you. That's just, all you're trying to do right now is bother me. That's pretty much all you're trying to do.
That's
not
true.
You know that there's a lot that goes into this.
No, I'm not saying. Wait a second. It's like, you're absolutely right. It takes a very high caliber of skill, eye-hand coordination, but we're not comparing this to an actual athletic.
I'm not having this discussion with you. I'm not doing it, Joe. This is pros versus Joe stuff. I'm not doing this stuff. I'm not doing the whole pros versus Joe's athlete, who's an athlete, who isn't. If you look at some of these guys, Joe, and you don't think they're athletes, then I don't know what. You know, just because they don't put the pads on for you, out in the snow and play tough, hard-nosed football, you know, that's so nobody's an athlete unless they do that, right? So
no, I'm saying, is a pool player an athlete?
Joe, I'm not doing this. I am not going down this road with you. Obviously, that a pool player is not an athlete, Joe.
Why? It's on ESPN.
What the hell? What are you talking about? What do you mean it's on ESPN?
They have billiards on ESPN.
Oh, okay. They also have the National Spelling Bee on ESPN, Joe. I mean, what does that mean for anything?
Just throwing it out there. Just saying.
Yeah, Joe, you're not. So now you're comparing the PGA Tour to playing pool?
I'm not.
You're just trying to get me hot. That's really all you're trying to do right now.
I'm not. Why would I trying to bother try and get me. You hot?
Because
why would I just try to get you hot?
You know how much I like this stuff, and I'm not alone. You know, people watch this, Joe. Unlike that dopey football league that you watch, people actually watch this. People, more people bet on this. More people that this matters, Joe.
You get unlike hot now you get what you got. Hot. That's not necessary.
Listen, this one's already locked in for Thursday. Round one, first round leader. You know, I always do 10 of them. Small, 10 big bombs for the first round leader. Kramer Hickok, Joe, 120-1.
You're going big with this guy.
Well, no, listen. I take 10 really long shots for first round leader every single week. I've already penciled in Kramer Hickok, who lost in a playoff last year at the Travelers to Harris English. So we're already putting Hickok in at 120-1 for first round leader.
All right, so I'm giving you I go what? One of the favorites, and then I go a couple of the middle of the road guys.
No, I'll give you the whole card tomorrow night for first round leader. You're talking about for the tournament or first round leader? What are you looking at right now?
No, I'm talking about winner right now.
Okay, so let me go. There's a few guys I've already
I'm going to throw two names at you. You ready?
Sure.
That caught my eye.
Catch your eye. Who caught your eye, Joe?
All right, ready? Tommy Fleetwood, 48-1.
Yeah, you and Tommy Fleetwood. You can have fun with him.
All right, how about Jason Day, 65-1?
Now, I'll tell you this about Day, Joe. Day has great history at the Travelers. He's played very well here. He's 65-1. As always, Joe, the concern about Day is him playing the type of golf that we know he can for an entire four rounds. That is the problem with Day. He,
it's like Morikawa this weekend.
Morikawa is a different. Well, there are two different reasons. Morikawa just didn't get it done. Day's the creaky back just comes in, and he just, you know, he's had back problems for a long time, and it's different when he's had leads through two rounds and trouble on Saturday, or he picks up a lead in trouble on Sunday. It's hard for him to get the whole way now, but he has great history on this track.
So I should play him top 10.
I like 20? Him. I'll probably be in for a 20, Joe. Honestly.
All right. Which, and then the other guy is Finau. Why is he at the top?
Why is he at the top?
Well, I mean, he's in top 15 basically, isn't he? 34-1.
Well, yeah. Wow, he's gone up a little bit. He was 40-1 earlier in the week, Joe. I don't mind Finau. I don't mind. What do you mean? Why? I don't understand. What do you?
He
mean?
Hasn't been playing well outside that second.
He's right where he should be on this list of guys. He's right where he should be. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We keep rolling in the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. As I'm about, Joe, to change the page back over to MLB to give the scores, I was just glancing at the PGA one last time, and somebody's got to let them know Kepka's out. They still got him on the board at 50-1, so make sure you get him off the board there. White Sox tie up the Blue Jays, Joe, in the ninth. Wow, 4-4. How about that? Bottom of the 11th, it looks like. Cleveland still leads Minnesota 6-5. Twins hanging by a thread. 6-1 out in Anaheim. Gutless effort from the Angels tonight. Royals lead 6-1. Diamondbacks beating the Padres 2-1 in the fifth. As Joe, what did you say? Padres up now, Joe, in the fifth? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, runner on 3-0. We get okay. One, no way.
Ducks on the pond. Ducks on the pond.
We got a duck on the pond. Just take. Don't swing. Let's get first and second.
Yep. And the Mariners lead the A's 2-0 in the sixth now. So the Mariners with a couple run lead in that game, Joe. Did you see this? I saw this headline. I want to make sure I give you a football show stuff every once in a while.
Yeah, lay it on.
Did you see? I guess Chase Claypool went on some podcast.
Yes, that he's top three. He's top three in the league.
He's a top three wide receiver in the NFL. Okay. I don't think did he watch his film this year when he was afterwards? Or
these guys, I guess he's got a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast now.
Well, I think he was a guest on a podcast, I think.
But he'll have his own podcast now, like Tyreek Hill. Everybody's going to have a podcast. Right? Athletes think they're all
funny. Whether he said it on a podcast or he said it on the street. 6-4 now, the Royals. What do we got, a little three-run thunderbolt from the Angels here in the sixth, Joe?
The over,
what do we got here?
Oh, you want
what do we
Angels?
Got here? Yeah. What do you think I've been complaining about him all night for?
You got how life,
could,
Carver,
how could you not tell?
I wasn't paying attention to that one because I got first and second with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth, guy.
Ohtani with the three-run homer makes it 6-4. Ohtani. MVP. Yeah. MVP. Pitches and hits. He hits any pitches.
We can't have him win the MVP. I'm telling you that right now.
No. We need Judge. We got all rise, baby. All right. Anyway, getting back to this, Joe. Whether he said it on a podcast or he said it, walking down the street, I don't really care where he said it. Pretty delusional comment from Chase. I mean, look, why don't we put a little work in and have a – how about this, Joe? How about – you have a little bit better third season than you did a second, which was awful. A major downgrade from his rookie year. How about we have a good year this year, and then we could talk a little bit more about that.
How about when your team's driving for a potential game-winning touchdown, putting the first down signal, you get your ass back to the huddle. How about you do that first? Huh? Let's talk about doing the right things.
That play against the Vikings, that's like way high on the Joe Lisi. You're on the list forever when you do something like that. That's not hard-nosed football. Joe doesn't like that. Joe likes hard-nosed football, smart football players. He doesn't like.
I just don't understand.
He likes situational football players.
Exactly.
Joe likes. He likes situational football.
Situational football. Sacrifice. Get your ass into the film room and get back. That's
fight for that inch. You gotta fight for that inch.
Win the football game. We got first and second here, Padre.
The inches all around us. Joe is looking for guys like
that. Come on, Cronenworth. Ducks on a pond, guy.
Big Jake up here, huh?
Yeah, he's 0-2 tonight, though. What's
Angels
this guy?
Angels are going to tease me.
I've seen it all now.
Game, Joe,
I've seen it all now. I don't know. The pitcher just pulled out a card. Like an index card to see.
Yeah,
what pitch
they're drop. Allowed to do that now.
Oh,
they've got
please.
All these rules.
Are we kidding me?
It's awful.
Are we
to be
serious?
Quite honest with you, it's
this
awful.
Is terrible. He doesn't know. First of all, he's wearing goggles like Chris Sabo. Look at this, Cronenworth. Total hump. Strikes
nice.
Out.
Good player.
Yeah, good player. Swung right in the dirt. Right in the dirt. See, this is driving me nuts now, Carver. This is driving me absolute crazy.
Sorry.
Crazy. I'm absolutely beside myself. All right. Back to the lab here. 2-0 Seattle. Dead on the.
So that was the third out, the Cronenworth strikeout?
Yeah, they didn't have it for some reason. I guess it's badly. I don't even know what they have up on MLB. They didn't have any of the outs labeled.
A little, Bally Sports San Diego.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible. The bug at the bottom. The bug at the bottom.
The score bug, Joe. The score bug, they like
to
call
it. It was terrible. It was up, yeah. I know. It was terrible. It wasn't lit up. They had the outs. They didn't show any outs unless they used something other than yellow with everything labeled yellow. Ball strikes. The outs, I guess, were black. I don't know.
You taking Chase with the Steelers over 7.5?
Absolutely not, no.
You hate the Steelers, so there's no point.
No, it's like, I don't dislike the Steelers. I just don't think their defense is as good as years past. I mean, I think their defense would have to be a step above where they were last year for them to get over the 7.5. And as long as Trubisky starts week one, that's all I really care about right now. I did see a Kenny Pickett jersey in the mall today.
Did you? Like somebody wearing it, or it was in a store?
No, it was for sale in one of the. I'm surprised Sharapan hasn't donned it on Sports Grid yet.
Well,
the Kenny Pickett jersey.
Opening day's around the corner. Less than 100 days to the opening of the. Can't get here fast enough, really, Joe.
I can't wait for college football, to be honest with you. We got to get to college football season. I'm chomping at the bit. I want to hit somebody. Give me a shoulder pads and a helmet. I'll hit somebody. What do you want to do? Want me to blindside somebody coming off the edge? I'll do that.
Yeah, I don't mind. If you want to do that, we could do a little blindside off the edge. Why not? I might be on that over Steelers 8.5, just so you know.
It's 7.5. What do you mean?
I mean 7.5, yes. Over the 7.5.
Why is that? I'm just curious.
Because the coach always gets more than expected out of his team, and I think that the defense will be better than you think, and I think that the quarterback play will be better than last year. For those reasons.
I agree with that.
I think that they'll get to 8 wins. I mean, we're talking 8-9 to win this. 8-9, under 500 wins you this bet. I'm on it.
Here's the thing in regards to Trubisky. I believe that when I watched him play, even though it was the preseason last year, against the Bears, he looked like a more in the preseason. He looked like a confident kid. He looked like he was mature, where he wanted to go with the football. That'll translate to the Steelers, okay? He's there with a veteran team. And at the end of the day, Ben handcuffed this team. Let's be honest, no pocket presence, couldn't throw over 10 yards. I mean, come on, you could have gotten a high school kid that could have chucked the football 10, 15 yards down the field. He couldn't throw it down the field vertically at all. He was challenged.
Quarterback play is going to be better. Better quarterback.
Right, and he can run it. And Matt Nagy sucked. Matt Nagy actually ruined Trubisky's career to a degree because his play calling was absolutely atrocious. Former arena quarterback. He was like a deer in the headlights inside the red zone. Unbelievable. Talk about just a fish out of water. It's amazing how some of these guys, they grow up, they play football, he's a quarterback, but yet he doesn't know what to do inside the red zone. He's rolling out Trubisky to the short side of the field. He puts trips to the short side, rolls out to the short side. You cut half the field off and you throw into the end zone. I mean, come on. You could get a moron. A complete moron, Matt Nagy.
Stassi with an RBI single for the Angels, now 6-5. Royals are roiling here right now, Joe. The Royals are roiling, I should say. That was 6-1 lead, now 6-5 in the bottom of the sixth. Angels are still hitting, still at the dish, looking to add on. Blue Jays have taken a 5-4 lead on the White Sox in the 10th. As well, Joe. I'm sorry I interrupted your football talk right there.
No, I wish the Padres do something. Talk about this. This game's a dead under, too. Let's hope.
Well, nothing wrong with a little 3-2 Padre win tonight, Joe.
I would take 3. 3-2 Padre win would be fantastic. Where's Tony
3-2
Gwynn
Padre win. Let's Tony go. Gwynn. Fire it up, baby.
Great player back in
Fire
the
Fire it up.
No, I mean, it's amazing. Tony Gwynn back in the day, one of the best ever.
Nobody's going to
argue
with
that. Gone
way too
young. What?
Nobody's going to argue with that.
No, but I mean, players aren't like today. You don't have guys that hit for just straight average singles, doubles anymore. Everything's a home run or a strikeout. It's amazing.
That is correct, Joe. That is today's game. You're right about that.
Home run, strikeout. Guy bats 240 home runs, 90 RBIs, 140 strikeouts.
Ohtani's starting. He's pitching tomorrow night for the Angels, Joe, against the Royals. Ohtani on the hill against.
They're going to have a total at like 8.5.
It's 8. 8. 8's the total. Minus 118 to the over. So the early overnight line is out, Joe, for those games. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Come back. Start looking ahead to tomorrow, including Lightning Avalanche Game 4 down in Tampa. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Jays lead the White Sox 5-4 in the 10th. Royals lead the Angels 6-5 in the 7th. Diamondbacks lead the Padres 2-1 in the 6th. And the Mariners lead the A's 2-0 in the 7th, Joe. Those are your four live currently MLB games going on. I know you're extremely interested in the game in San Diego, and I'm extremely interested in the game in Anaheim. So there you go. That's where we're at right now tonight in terms of the baseball. And we'll look at tomorrow's baseball in a moment. We also tomorrow, Joe, Game 4 Stanley Cup Final. Avalanche and the Lightning, as Tampa last night got themselves back in the mix with the big 6-2 win. Series is now 2-1 Colorado. And I said this to you last night, and I still believe it there. I mean, this isn't like some kind of hard-hitting analysis here. I just really believe that whoever wins tomorrow night's game will win the series.
I know you're high, you're big on that.
I think obviously if the Avalanche go up 3-1, I think that they will win the series. And if Tampa tied it 2, I think that they'll find a way to win 2 out of 3. I do.
I'm debating whether tomorrow is an under.
Yeah, I can't. It's been too wide open. I can't. I'm not playing any unders in this series, Joe. I can't do it.
All right. You know I hate unders.
Who are you on tomorrow? Are you on the Avalanche or the Lightning?
I'm on the Lightning. I just think the Lightning. Yeah. The Lightning just, I think, play rope-a-dope a little bit here, last two series. I just got that feeling.
I don't think it's so much rope-a-dope. I just think, Joe, that they're the best in the business when it comes to making adjustments as a series moves on. I think that they're very, very good at that.
You saw that, though. It's like they conceded game two. They came back, they knew what they had to do in game three, and they executed it to perfection. And they still haven't gotten great goaltending out of Vasilevsky.
No, they have not. Now, after the two goals last night in game three, he was really locked down after that when they started.
Right, but that's why you think.
But he's been bad in the first periods. He's been bad in the first periods in all three games. He's been bad.
Right. They've cracked him early. They've seemed to crack them early.
I'm going back to this tomorrow night, Joe, because this is the kind of bet that I feel like I can win even if Tampa wins, and I can also win it if Colorado ends up winning, and it'll kind of cover me for Tampa. He's done nothing so far in terms of goals in these first three games. McKinnon's busting out at some point. He's going to have a big night. And they got him to score two goals at plus 920. And I'm gonna get back. I played it last night. Obviously, he didn't get one. I'm going for two tomorrow night with McKinnon plus 920. He's busting out one of these games.
All right.
I want to be there on the train when it happens, Joe.
So you're just gonna play him two goals the rest of the series? You're gonna be chasing?
I'm gonna be chasing it. Yeah. I'm going after it. I want it. Plus 920. Score two goals.
All right. I can't get in on that.
I understand.
I just want to get the W tomorrow.
You just want to get the W.
I want to get the W, and you know what? They've been hard to come by the last couple weeks here. I'm grinding games out. I'm losing games by a thread. This Padre game, look at this. I'm going to split if things don't change. Come on, Bobby!
Bobby!
Where's Primo when you need him? This guy, Gallen, he's got Chris Sabo goggles on, and he's got an index card.
Gallon's a good pitcher. That was a good pitching matchup, Gallon and Manaea tonight, Joe.
What is the purpose of the index card? Like, okay, this guy likes it high and away. This guy likes it low
right,
inside.
It's on
he can't
it's
remember
honestly,
that? There's nine batters here. There's nine guys.
I can't stand it, to be quite honest with you. I can't stand that they're allowed
look
to have
look at this.
Those
pitch sequence. And... four-seam fastball, cutter, four-seam, cutter, knuckle, four-seam. He can't remember that, this kid.
Jeez.
Come on.
All over him.
Belt him. Go yard. Get out.
Whoa.
It's gone.
Look out.
There you go, Gallon. Keep reading the freaking index card.
Who hit that,
Hosmer.
Joe?
Hosmer.
Wow, Joe excited. Pumped up here. 2-2 game.
It's 109.
Out of
right where it hurts, Gallon. Keep using the index card, guy. Ripped.
All over him. Keep
that's
using
it.
The index card.
Do a little taunting. Come on, fist pump.
Keep
come
using
on.
The index card.
Old
Joe
school.
Says to him. Padres now minus 154, and the total is at 6.5 with 4 on the board.
Golfed. He golfed that out.
Tomorrow. Jeez. We got a couple afternoon games, Joe. 4, actually. Mets and Astros in Houston. You get Carrasco and Garcia. You got the Jays and the White Sox in Chicago. Lucas Giolito and Ross Stripling going in that one. Jays favorite again in Chicago tomorrow.
Yeah,
wow.
I can't do that. Can't do it.
Wow.
Can't do it.
Phillies are in Texas again against the Rangers. Zach Wheeler going as the Phillies will be road favorites here, minus 138 with John Gray going for the Rangers. You want to take the Rangers at home with plus 118 tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, let's
Joe,
do that. I like that. It's a 4 o'clock start, too.
Yeah. Diamondbacks and Padres are at 4 as well. No line for that, obviously, because they're still playing tonight. But you get Bumgarner and Clevenger. Tomorrow afternoon, Bumgarner sucks now. I mean, he's just awful. He's awful, Joe.
I sort of like the Rays tomorrow. Plus 120 to back
Rays,
it up again.
Rays beat the Yankees tonight 5-4. Tomorrow night, they have Baz starting. He's kind of like an opener for them, and Jordan Montgomery's going for the Yankees. So you think the Rays get a little 2 out of 3 here from the Yanks? That's what you're thinking?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And now, what is this, Carver? It hit off the fan, and they're reviewing this because they're seeing if his hands were over.
Wait, this is on the homer?
Yeah. I mean, this was cracked, this ball. Come on. Now, here we go.
If the guy put his hands out over the wall to get it.
He didn't. Come on.
It
hit him in his chest.
Might call him out.
There's no way. Carver, don't get me hot.
I mean, they must have said it was good, Joe, because they have 2-2 on FanDuel and they have a lineup. So it has to be good. Mariners have busted out here. Now 6-0 against the A's. The Royals get one back. 7-5 now they lead the Angels. Jeez, you've come all the way back, you get it to one run, and you give up another. White Sox tie the Jays in the bottom of the 10th, 5-5. We got some action here, Joe. Action.
What are we doing, Carver?
With what?
Angels, look at this. Gutless, 7-5.
I just said that. 7-5
now.
Witt Jr. gets it done.
I mean, if you really feel that strong about the Angels, you got to love them. 4-1 right now? Plus 390?
No, I mean, I don't feel strongly about them. I don't feel strongly about them. Like I said to you before, they're going to tease me tonight. They're going to come all the way back here. They were down 6-1. They come back in the game, and now they're still going to lose.
How about this
That's
guy?
How it goes.
Alfaro. This guy looks like a middle linebacker for Alabama.
7-0 Mariners. 7-0.
Keep going to the card, Gallon.
Gallon's still in there, huh?
Yeah. Alfaro. This guy looks like
tomorrow, Joe. Let me give you a couple more for tomorrow. Rockies and Marlins. Chad, you're so cool against Pablo Lopez. Minus 178 for the Marlins. Lopez has been good. Corbin and Wells. Nationals and the Orioles tomorrow. Tigers got Scooble going against Waka 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 for the Red Sox at Fenway. We mentioned the Rays and the Yankees. Jordan Montgomery's going for them. Carlos Rodon and Charlie Morton, Giants and Braves. McKenzie and Gray, Guardians and the Twins tomorrow night. Brewers have Lauer going against Wainwright in Milwaukee.
I don't like Wainwright.
Okay.
He's a winner.
Like, personally, you don't like him? You think he's a bad
guy? No, I mean, whenever I...
It's just the way you said it. Like, I don't like him. Like,
he typically trends to the under. That's why I don't like him.
Yeah.
I hope they clock him tomorrow.
And I mentioned to you before, Otani's pitching against the Royals tomorrow night. Otani,
are we taking the over?
Minus 225. Oh, Royals plus 188 tomorrow night.
Are we taking the Royals against Otani?
I got to see how this one ends tonight. If the Royals win tonight, go for the sweep?
Yeah, I mean, because conventional wisdom says that everybody's going to load up on the Angels one more time, right?
Man, we might even be able to get it at 2-1.
Tonight was the bet, meaning like we had a jump on the Royals tonight.
I know. Made a bit miscalculation there.
Total is 15 in this game. You know that, right?
Double
down the line. He's coming apart at the seams. Get down, kid. Go
get the index card.
Go for three.
Get the index card.
Oh, he's meat.
He's done. He went for three.
He's toast. He went for three. Come on, you can't do that.
There was no reason to do that with two outs. None.
What's he doing? I will say, the kid's built like it looks like Will Anderson from Alabama, this kid.
Alfaro's one of the bigger
Alfaro.
Guys. He's a big dude.
He's a big guy. I don't know what he's doing trying to stretch a double into a triple there, but
The White Sox looks like they came back and walked it off against the Jays.
That's a killer.
So 6-5, the White Sox beat Toronto. It looks like
not good.
Walk off for Anderson, grounded into a double play. Yeah, but what happened here? Grounded into, there must have been. Oh no, end of 10th. Why did they take it off the board here? All right, so ESPN tells me, Joe, that he grounded into a double play and they're going to the 11th.
They're the 11th here.
But FanDuel took it off, and it said finished at the bottom, at least for a split second.
Nah, I don't know. They could fool you.
They are off on a couple things, Joe. If you've been monitoring it well and you had fast fingers, I think you could have caught a couple things tonight. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We will come back. And we will wrap this puppy up next on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says it.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. They're in the 11th in Chicago, tied at 5, Jays and White Sox. 7-5, Royals lead the Angels in the 7th out in Anaheim. What else you got, Joe? Diamondbacks and Padres tied at 2. That is now in the 7th. 7-2, Mariners lead the A's. That game's going to go over, Joe. Thank God I only played first 5 for that under.
Yeah. all the games went over tonight. It's amazing.
Not all of them, but yes, a good amount of them did.
90%.
Was it that high? Really?
Yeah, it was.
I don't think it was that high. All right, Marlins, Rockies, over. Dodgers, Reds, over. Pirates, Cubs was right on the number, I believe. Might have actually been under. I thought that was 9, Pirates,
that's
Cubs.
That was an under. You're right.
Nationals, Orioles, under. Red Sox, Tigers, what was that at?
That was right there, 9.
Yankees were over because it was 7, I think,
Giants
for Cortez.
Were over.
Giants
Guardians
definitely
were
over. Guardians over. Rangers, Phillies was under.
Mets over.
Astros over. Cardinals, Brewers. Might have been over. I think it was. Was
that
it
was under?
Oh, 9. Was it 9? That was 9. Oh, yeah, because Chi-Chi, whatever, was starting for the Brewers. So no respect for him. So how much did Flaherty pitch tonight?
How
long did Flaherty go? 3 innings.
2,
only 70 pitches.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7 overs tonight.
There you go, Joe. There you go. Joe, tremendous stuff as always. Great job by Andrew Torres. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll see you tomorrow night. Avs and Bolts, Game 3. We'll get you ready for the Travelers on the NBA Draft. A lot to do. Everybody have a great night. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the grid.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.